apologize for apologizing, because I know apologizing for anything makes you upset.
My apologies.
Is this thing on?
Yes.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Actually, I don't think we've started podcasting yet. I'm about to start this podcasting. Hello, hello, and welcome. I'm Nick Korn. Joining me tonight are...
Evan Hudson.
Will!
And Andy.
And welcome to the Elite Food Studios podcast, episode 26, Freeware Game Review, Puzzle Pirates.
Name.
He said it too.
Yeah.
Nick, he said, I'm Nick Korn.
Oh. Tahara.
I just shouted my name because it's better. Also
okay,
lesson.
Okay. Now that that's set, we're talking about Puzzle Pirates. Puzzle Pirates is this weird sort of online thing. It's like, okay.
What if you made Puzzle Fighter an MMO with pirates?
But it's not just Puzzle Fighter.
It's not at all. It's got 20-something, 19
yeah.
or 20 puzzles.
Okay, no. It's at least... Okay. It's a pirate world. But in order to do things, you have to play puzzles. Like, sword fighting is done by playing Puzzle Fighter. Bilging and clearing the water out from your pirate ship is done by playing Tetris Attack. What else is there?
Carpentry,
which is like that
it's
game.
Fill in the holes.
Fit five block shapes into holes while not overlapping them if you can.
Yeah, which it's like placement Tetris, almost, kind of. It's whatever that game that I knew about what it was is.
Good job.
I would say placement Tetris is more like what the sailing aspect is.
No, that's
sailing
Dr. Mario.
Sailing is Dr. Mario,
oh.
Straight up.
My bad, I haven't played it.
You're bad. Well, okay, it's like Dr. Mario, like, it is what we're saying, but they're each, like, a little bit different. Like, they've been twisted so that it's an original way to play them.
I think it's missing Tetris.
Yeah, I haven't seen Tetris.
Yeah, that's not in there.
Then again, I also haven't done any of the, like, jobbing or foraging stuff. Because, okay, it's, everything in the game is done by players. So, like, if you want to go buy a shirt, you have to go to a tailor shop owned by a player, and he hires other players to play a puzzle game to tailor some frickin' clothes. Like, do you know what the tailoring puzzles are?
No, I don't.
I've only seen brewery, or whatever it is.
Yeah, I've done shipwriting, I've done blacksmithing, and I've done foraging.
What's blacksmithing?
I couldn't tell you now. I played it back when I first played this game a year ago.
Oh.
I can tell you what shipwriting and foraging are, though.
What are?
Shipwriting is like, here's a board of pieces. These pieces can only move certain ways. There are pieces that only move up and down, pieces that only move left and right, and pieces that only move diagonally.
Yeah.
You have to get them into specific patterns, and then you have to drag the patterns from, like, a pattern buffer onto them.
Huh.
It's like you would arrange them in a pattern to make a mast, and then you would drag mast onto them. And the goal is to make as many as possible so you can clear them, like, in a combo without having to move any pieces in between clears.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, so, like, okay, what other thing... Okay, let's start with the things you can do if you're just, like, when you join the game and you're, like, a pirate guy and you want to go pirate. What can you do? You can...
The duty puzzles.
Yeah.
The three classic duty puzzles are bilging, carpentry, and sailing.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so,
they're like the three core ones that you have to have a solid number of people doing to keep the ship going.
Right. What's like the next level up? Next level up would be like gunnery and navigation and battle navigation?
Gunning and navigation and battle navigation are sort of ones that have to be done to manage the ship, but are done by a small number of people who generally have to be proven to be competent because they're a lot more important.
Yeah.
Like if one carpenter or bilger screws up, then it means there'll be more water in the bilge or there'll be more holes in the hull or whatever. But it won't be like, the ship spins around and crashes into a rock and everyone dies! Oh
yeah.
No! Like, if you screw up battle navigation.
But like gunning. Gunning is actually cool, because it's choo-choo rocket, but it's like...
It's not at all. It's just
the
choo-choo rocket interface. It's
kind
like they took a different game and then have you interface with it the same way you interface with choo-choo rocket.
I know, but it's kind of is. It's like, you have to get... There's things running around that you have to get them in. It's just they're changing it that you have to get certain pieces into the certain order. Because it's But I just like it because, like, if there's four cannons in your game of Choo-Choo Gunnery, then that's actually four cannons on the ship that you have to reload. Which is cool. It's kind of in real time. What about navigation? Navigation is like an original puzzle, I think. Like, yeah. I don't know any others like it.
I don't know anything like it.
But it just sort of, like, rotates stars. But navigation is cool because it just makes everything else work better.
Mm-hmm. Like, well, it makes sailors work better.
Okay, it makes sailors work better. Like, which is why when I'm navigating, we go at top speed.
Should we... We should probably explain. Like, the basic thing is, like, if the ship gets hit, then it takes damage.
Yeah.
Carpenters fix damage. If the ship is damaged, then water gets into the hull through the holes in it, which bilgers take care of. Mm. So, yeah. And the more water is in the hull, the less of effect sailors have. And sailors create navigation tokens for the navigator / battle navigator.
Yeah.
And outside of battle, the sailors determine how fast the ship moves, and the navigator provides a multiplier for how well the sailors are doing based on how well he's doing.
Yeah. It's actually kind of cool, because it really, like, it's very well done the way players are relying on each other to make mm-hmm. everything work well.
One thing we should probably say about what the ships are. Like, this isn't just you're on a ship. It's you can be on any ship that... you can be on any of the Navy ships, which are computer-controlled.
Yeah, they're like... Well, they're computer-owned ships.
Yeah.
Because it's like... okay, how does ship work? You can, if you're a player, if you have enough money, you can buy your own ship,
but only if you're part of a crew, which is like an in-game guild.
Yeah.
And it's not really your own ship, because all ships are owned by crews,
right,
rather than by people.
But our crew is a monarchy, with you at the top. So in a sense, it's your ship, because it's your crew.
But if anyone else became officers, then they could take the ships out too, if they wanted.
So that's, but it's like, okay, so, and before, when you start, you don't have your own boat, so you go work on other people's boats to earn money and pillage and stuff like this, and eventually you can get your own ship, and then you can sail it around, and you can just, like, sail and find other people on the seas, because you have boats because you can travel between islands. The world is comprised of, what, three archipelagos, and then archipelagos? Or mm-hmm. we pronounce it?
Yeah.
Made of three of those. Each one of those is made of, what, like 12 to 20 islands?
Really, I'd say more like 20.
Okay.
But yeah.
And then you'd basically just be like, okay, we're on this island. Let's go to this island.
Mm-hmm.
And the islands are all sort of player-owned too, right?
Right. Any inhabited islands are all owned by players. They can be captured by other players through blockades.
Yeah.
And blockades are like, it tells people that there's going to be a blockade happening. And then the crew that owns the island can get a whole bunch of ships together to defend it. And then whatever crew is attacking the island gets a whole bunch of ships. And you have, like, a giant battle where all the ships are in it.
Oh, that's... What, like a giant battle nav
yeah,
battle?
It's like a giant battle nav battle. And it actually has control where the ships cast areas of control around themselves.
Yeah.
And the area... The objective is to, like, control as much of it as you can. I haven't read into blockades that much. But I know it involves taking... control using ships, so trying to control as much of the area as possible.
That's really sweet.
And also, blockades are generally sinking.
Yeah.
So if a ship is sunk in that, it's actually sunk.
Yeah, which is horrible, because ships are really expensive.
Yes.
But yeah, like, I thought it was really interesting, because, like, we were on, like, this one island that had, like, one shop in it, and it was just, like, this one crew just, like, made this shop and put all their stuff in it. They were like, this is our island, because then this is our shop. And that was all that was on the island. And then we went to another island that was full of buildings and stuff going on. And it was all player-owned. It was really, like, an incredible thing.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so, what can you do? Like you can go out and pillage, but, like, what else can you do? You go out, you pillage, you buy stuff.
Yeah.
You can create your own shops.
Yeah, you can create shops.
Like if you wanted to, you could just be like, I want to be a blacksmith. And you just open a blacksmith shop.
What are called flotillas exist, which are big groups of enemy ships. And you can try to get ships together to attack a flotilla. Mm-hmm. And if you attack that successfully, you can get cool stuff.
Oh, sweet.
So there's Atlantis, which you have to get rare maps to attack, and then you get a crew together and you can try to go raid Atlantis. yeah, wow. There's...
Sounds like fun.
There's, like, more... You can get sea monster attack battles, and you can go fight big sea monsters.
Oh, wow.
There's all kinds of stuff like that. Each of the different uninhabited islands produces resources, and then...
You can go out and forage.
Yeah, you can go out and forage. You can do stuff to get different resources.
Which you kind of have to, because, like, you need to, like, hire somebody to go forage. Yeah.
And foraging is only some types of resources also. Like, metal and stuff is not foraged.
Yeah.
You get that some other way.
It's like mining, I guess.
Yeah, but, like, fruits and stuff. And you can forage different stuff on different islands. And since it's all required for things, and because of the inherent danger in moving around, because there are player pirates who certainly exist, like, the prices of different commodities vary across the ocean, so you can either get resources and just take them nearby and sell them, or you can buy resources from an island near where you can find them, and then carry them to somewhere where they're a lot more valuable and sell them, so you can do trading that's all actually buying and selling from players.
Yeah.
So it's like real trading.
Yeah, which is actually really neat. But something I think is good about this game, like, if you don't care about how neat, like, an actual economy in-game is... It's still just sort of like, okay, I just want to go on a Navy ship and just play puzzles all day and just, like, earn money so I can go and buy, you know, clothes or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's... Like,
yeah, you certainly don't have to become involved in the economy. In
fact,
I'd say most people probably don't.
Yeah, like, it's really just sort of a thing where you can pick up and just be like, I'm playing a game now. Which is really fun.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot of fun, especially if you have friends in it, but if not... There are certainly a lot of people in the game who want to get you to join their crew.
Yeah. Because, like we have a ship, and we have our... We have at least seven people, because we've been running full ship with different people.
Yeah, we've got the long ship now.
Yeah.
We can definitely
fill
that most.
I haven't been on since we got that, actually.
It's crazy. It was added recently, apparently, and I think it's a little weird, because it's a Viking longboat. Like... It's everything on board is Viking. And I'm like, wait a second, this is totally not in this time period. Also, why does it have 12 cannons? Viking longboats didn't have cannons.
That's a lot of cannons.
That is a lot of cannons.
So wait, how does that work? Does, like, each gunnery station control, like...
Four cannons.
Four cannons.
It has...
So you have to have, like, three gunners to
Or one gunner who just runs down and keeps... And reloads them all between battle and just loads the ones that fire.
Okay.
So...
Interesting.
Yeah, we were playing that a little bit. One gunner was able to manage it pretty well, actually. It just gave them more work between battles to keep it all reloaded.
Yeah.
And it can fire twice to each side each turn,
which
is cool.
That's cool.
But you can... Yeah, getting a lot of people is fun. The biggest ship is 159 people on the ship, the Grand Frigate. So
what?
It scales up if you like big ships.
That's massive!
The Grand Frigate is ridiculous. It's so cool.
How do you fight that?
You don't. You run away.
If it boards you, you're fucked.
Yeah.
It's like, here's 159 guys playing Puzzle Pirates against you. Puzzle Fighter, not Puzzle. I keep saying.
Puzzle Pirate or Bust a Move. And it's cool, because it's like, it's just like everybody's playing their own game, but you can, like, target who you're sending your garbage box to. And it's really mean if you team up.
150 guys teaming up like that.
Oh my god. He would just get eviscerated, evaporated. Oh man.
Yeah, that's not the only system I've seen the teaming up happening on, though. Like, Meteos has four player, and you can choose who you're targeting. I'm sure other puzzle games are like that, too.
Yeah.
But
I want to say Tetris DS is like that, too.
Okay, maybe. I don't know. I haven't played that one enough.
I like Tetris DS. What else can we say? Ships, people,
puzzles.
Puzzles, lots of puzzles. I still like the fact that, like, everything is a puzzle. Like, you want to do, like, except for, like, walking around. But then, like, walking around is just sort of like, okay, click on the mini-map, click on where you want to go to, and then you're just kind of there. Like,
right, exactly.
There's really not much travel involved.
Everything from crafting is a puzzle, to gathering resources is a puzzle, to, you know, fighting
is
a puzzle, to just, like, a lot of, there are, what, like, six or seven of the, like, casual, like, parlor games, I think they're called.
Yeah.
That are, like, Treasure Drop, which is basically pachinko, or whatever, sword fighting and rumble you can do and just bet on them.
That's cool, where you can challenge people to duels and bet on it. They also have, like, poker and darts and stuff in there, I've seen. I haven't played it, but... So, yeah. It's fun. There's a lot of people. It's great if you have a bunch of friends.
Yeah.
It's good to kind of just kill time on.
Should we talk about the sort of payment system that they have for the Doubloon Oceans?
Yeah. Okay, so like with a lot of MMO games...
A lot of quote free-to-play unquote MMOs.
Well, no, it's free-to-play.
It is free-to-play.
But yeah. It's pay to excel.
Yeah.
Is how it works. Because there's like there's pieces of eight, which is the in-game currency, and then there's the Doubloons. And pretty much to do anything except like the menial... Mm-hmm. Menial pirate task, which would be like sailing, carpentry, and what was the other one?
Building.
Yeah, sailing, carpentry, and building. Everything else you need doubloons for.
Except
doubloons to get a badge for.
Yeah, except that all of the puzzles are playable if you're not a paying player.
Mm-hmm.
Because each day of the week there are different puzzles that are free to play that day.
Oh,
so if
I
you look through
that.
The... Yeah, there's a schedule on the main page of the Puzzle Pirates Wiki. And you can look and... Though, like, for the crafting ones, you can play the crafting ones, but you don't actually craft.
Mm.
Like, it's
you're just playing it
as a game.
Yeah.
But, like, foraging, you wouldn't actually get any foraged goods.
Mm.
But you can play all of the puzzles for free. You just have to do it on the right day. Like, sword fighting is free to play in tournament mode 3 days a week or whatever.
Yeah. Okay. Evan and Lincoln, you haven't said much. What do you guys got to say?
Hi.
I agree with Lincoln.
Oh, okay. There's just one thing that bothered me in that game.
What?
And that's the duty report. Sometimes it just catches you at the wrong time and it doesn't go away for a little while there.
Yeah. Well, that's because you just, like, the captain of the ship had to say, okay, we're going back out now.
Yeah, what the duty report is when you either reach a, reach your destination or reach a sailing point. Which is what, when you travel from island to island, there are league points where every league or so, you pause and the duty report comes up, which tells you, gives a status report on how each one of the crew members is doing.
Yeah. So it'll say like, it'll be like sailing, and it'll be like Lincoln and Nick and Evan are sailing, and you know, Nick's doing well, and Lincoln is doing excellent, and
Evan is learning.
Unless you've been playing for like a month, in which case you booched it.
I booched it. But, yeah. And it can be annoying because it pauses your puzzle, wherever you were in your puzzle at that moment.
Mm-hmm.
And then as soon as it restarts again, as soon as you continue on sailing, it starts the puzzle exactly where you left off. So if you needed to say, like, you're sailing and you have a blue... and a yellow piece, and you need to switch it so it's a yellow and blue piece right before it gets to the thing. If it pauses right when you need to switch it, it's very difficult.
You
could be screwed by that. Okay. But it's
they
still...
They could have had it off to the side or something. That would have been okay.
Yeah.
Maybe...
Or, like, given a countdown to when it's coming back.
Yeah, that...
Yeah,
I think that would have been made...
Because you really... I think you actually kind of... It's better to have them, because it doesn't just pause the action, but when you're at a leak point... You can't be intercepted by enemy ships. Like, because when you're just, like, sailing, you're, like, if another ship decides to chase you and try to attack you, if they can catch up to you, you're now in a battle. And if you lose a battle, you lose, like, half of the stuff on your ship.
Because
there's, like, individual players have items and money, but then, like, there's, like, a ship stock of item and money. So you lose half of that. And also it's good just to have, like, just to have that break. Because when we sailed between archipelagos. When we sailed between archipelagos, it was like we were going at full speed, and it was still like a 20-minute trip.
Oh yeah, easily. Like that one that we did between to Tiger Leaf Mountain, that took us over an hour.
Yeah. Well, but that's while we were getting attacked and stuff.
Yeah.
And that was me now going full speed. So you know.
Yeah.
But so that's the thing. Like it would be insane to try and make that trip without being able to just be like, okay, we're at a league point. If you have to go to bath and do it now, and then we'll go back.
Yeah.
So it's really more beneficial to have in there.
Yeah.
Evan?
I've really enjoyed the little bit that I've played. Everything is really expensive.
Yeah.
Like, it's balls expensive.
Yeah, it is.
It's not really a problem for me, because I just go in there to play the puzzles.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah.
Like as soon as I get enough money for, like, a cool coat and some pants, I'm set. I'll just play puzzles forever.
Yeah, but, like, to get a cool coat
what
is like
saying? We're talking about 5,000, how balls expensive
everything is. 10,000 pieces
yeah.
of eight.
Also, most items decay, which is to say pretty much all items decay.
Yeah. Except for, like, the stuff you start with.
Did you end up discussing sort of the doubloon costs inherent in almost everything?
No, we started talking about league points.
Okay. Well, I think it's probably a good idea to bring it back to.
Yeah.
You have, in order to get, like, the pay privileges, you buy what are called badges, which last for 1 month.
Mm-hmm.
And you can either trade pieces of eight for doubloons to get badges. You can trade the in-game money for the out-of-game money to get badges or whatever. The two real, like, badges that let you play puzzles more are each 5 doubloons, which is $1.
I thought it was, like, 20 cents per doubloon.
Yeah. It's 20 cents per doubloon,
and
5 doubloons
five
is about
$1. Yeah.
So it's about $1 for a month of playing all the crafting puzzles, and it's about $1 for playing a month of all of the, like, casual parlor game puzzles.
Mm.
And then, if you want the benefits of being promoted in a crew above Cabin Boy, you need to have a rank badge, which costs a certain amount and decays after a month.
Yeah.
So, if you want to be a pirate, it takes 1 doubloon, which is pretty easy to get with in-game money, honestly.
Yeah. Well, because in the player economy, there's an exchange between doubloons and pieces of
where
eight.
Where people who have bought doubloons but want pieces of eight...
Yeah.
Can go there and say, you know, I'm trading doubloons for pieces of eight.
Yeah.
And people who want, you know, doubloons and have the in-game money can go there also.
Yeah.
And it's generally about 1,200 pieces of eight
for
a doubloon.
Yeah. Which isn't that bad.
Much.
I mean, okay, a lot of things, also just like different colors. Like, cause when you go to get an item, either you pick something off the rack or you order an item, which
mm-hmm.
will actually take time because you have to wait for somebody to come and make it.
Mm-hmm.
But you can actually choose like which colors you want it to be made in, and different dyes will make it cost different amounts because people actually have to go and get the dyes, and certain
mm-hmm.
colors are
right.
more rare than others.
Yeah, and also certain colors have different effects on items.
Yeah.
Like if your sword's trim color is purple, green, or one other color, then your sword's drop pattern is reversed.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
So, and some of the swords benefit from having a reverse drop pattern, some are hurt by having a reverse drop pattern.
Mm.
But, like, some of the colors do have an effect, and some
yeah.
of them are just a sort of an aesthetic choice.
Oh yeah, we should probably talk about swords. We haven't done any.
That's sort of
it's
getting specific.
Oh.
Kind of. Well, yeah, because, I mean, you get a bunch of items, and there's... Well, no, swords is kind of
yeah.
specific,
it
but it's, like, the only one
yeah.
that's specific.
Yeah, because...
In that sense.
Basically, well, there's also melee weapons, chains.
Yeah, but they're
whatever.
Far less common.
Also, swords, of course, also decay. They tend to last about a doubloon per 10 days that the sword exists. So the swords that cost, like, 9 doubloons to get last 90 days, while the cheaper ones that are, like, 3 doubloons to get only last 30 days.
Yeah.
So, depends on the sword, but that's a good rule of thumb to follow.
Yeah. Which we keep talking about, like, how things decay, which is really... I find that really annoying, because it's just, like...
Yeah.
I worked really hard to get this, and it's going to go away in probably less time than it took for me to earn it.
Potentially, yeah. But also, it doesn't decay away if you're not playing.
Okay, so
oh,
that's...
Oh, so it only decays for in-game time. For,
well,
like, when
for
you're
days
in,
you've played.
For days you've played, okay.
So, it's not like if I buy a nice
that's
sword
nice
now and then don't play until next month,
you'll
then
still have.
I'll still have all that.
Okay. Cause this is
I don't
say,
know
that's
exactly
really
how
mean.
The mechanic works. It might only stop decaying after a couple days.
Mm-hmm.
But I know I bought a sword that has a 90-day lifespan a year ago when I played this
yeah.
and stopped playing after a few days after having gotten that sword.
Yeah.
And I came back and its condition still said no, and it was still in my inventory. And then the pirate badge that I had from then that started with 30 days, and I had played a couple days afterward, had 27 days when I came back.
Mm.
So I think it only decays for days that you've actually logged
that
in.
That makes sense. Which is also nice.
So you're actually buying 30 days of having the thing rather than
yeah.
having
it
buying it and having it for 30 consecutive days
okay.
whether you play or
yeah.
not.
That makes more sense.
But even still, like, I haven't bought anything and
you have a pirate badge.
Well, I have a pirate badge, but like, what was that? Like, that was like the five doubloon thing.
It was one doubloon.
One doubloon. Yes,
pirate badges are a single doubloon.
Yeah, so there you go.
That's like 1,200 pieces of eight. Anyone can get that. Yeah. Most people don't.
So like, but like, even with just that, you know, like I have access to everything, and I have a lot of fun playing, especially if I'm playing with all my friends and
yeah,
fun. So it, you like, in order to play it and have fun with it, you really don't need to, you know, pay or worry about money, yeah.
Like, the only time you would ever need to worry about actually paying with the doubloons is if you, like, really wanted to be a serious player at it. Get, like, really nice stuff.
Yeah.
Make a crew, get nice ships, do blockades, own an island. Like, that kind of stuff, yes. Making the crew and whatnot costs a fair number of doubloons. I had to put a little bit into buying doubloons for getting our crew made.
Because
you have to have for every 30 days, you have to have a captain badge, which is 20 doubloons.
Mm.
And then making the crew is a one-time 10 doubloons.
Yeah.
And then getting the ship is a one-time delivery cost of 20 doubloons for the sloop and 40 doubloons for the longship, so...
Do we have, like, two boats now?
Yeah, we have two boats. They're both at... Well, one of them's at Lima, one of them's currently at Dragon's Nest, but is going to go back to Lima.
Oh, sweet. So we could just, like, roll around with two boats full of people.
If we had two boats worth of people. And we would need a second officer. Someone would have to
be a captain get an of the officer. Other ship.
Yeah, right. Someone would have to be able to drive the other ship.
Right.
And you have to be an officer to do that.
Okay.
But we could definitely get another
officer.
Either with buying doubloons or just getting everyone to chip in 1,000 pieces of eight to get someone an officer badge.
Yeah. But yeah, so even still, the game's really fun and it's fun to play with a bunch of people.
Yeah, and Three Rings, the developers, seem really cool. So.
Yeah. I think we should mention, like, the actual just, like, visual of the game. Because it kind of looks like Playmobil.
It's very cute and simple and child-friendly. Though the game itself, I'm not sure how approachable it is to children, because it's pretty complex.
And you need find rum simply to survive at sea.
That's true. If you don't have rum, you'll pretty much lose.
Yeah.
But I think every child knows that pirates like rum. Like, that was in the Pirates of the Caribbean.
I mean, where is all the rum gone?
Yeah. It's weird. It does come off as being, like, designed for kids, but in a way, I don't see how it could be when you see how the game mechanics are.
It's got a filter.
Yeah.
The word filter is amazing.
Filter's cute. Yes.
Cursing brings up a bunch of interesting...
I enjoy the word filter words. More than I would enjoy just reading people's curses.
Yeah. I just put in WTF, and it was like, what in the seven seas?
There are some interesting curse translations that they have.
It's still like blowjob being translated into harmonica lessons.
That is so good. Yeah. What else do we have to say about this?
That's Puzzle Pirates. It has a lot more complexity, but it has a giant ass wiki you can read, or you can just download the game.
Or if you don't care about the complexity, that's alright, because it's still just sort of like play some puzzles.
If you just want to log in and play a puzzle, all you have to do is log in, click the puzzle tab, click on the puzzle, it will just take care of the rest. You'll be playing that puzzle for as long as you want to play that puzzle, then you can close it.
Yeah, and it's like, if you want to actually be part of a ship, that's fine. How many people have we gotten and just be like, download this, okay, now you're bilging?
At least 10.
Yeah, so it's like you can actually be part of the game world and be helpful and not have to know anything about this big, intricate game world that's going on.
Yeah, and then if you want to, I mean, there's a big, intricate game world for you to look at.
Yeah. Okay, so I'll put links to the website in the show notes. Website can be found at www.leekustudios.net/podcast. And we'll talk to you next time.
And there are 19 puzzles. I just counted them.
Really?
Yeah.
What puzzles are they?
They are bilging, sailing, carpentry, treasure haul, gunning, navigating, and battle navigation. Those are the ship duty puzzles. The crafting puzzles are blacksmithing, distilling, shipwrightery, alchemistry, and foraging. And the multiplayer puzzles are sword fighting, rumble, drinking, treasure drop, poker, hearts, and spades. So three of my guests are card games.
I haven't played the drinking game yet.
Hey, I think the drinking game is free today. Ooh. I think. Or it might have been yesterday. I'd remembered seeing it say one of these days. that it was free to play. I don't know. I'm gonna bring up the free to play list now.
Okay. Anyway, podcast over.
Podcast over. Goodbye.
Yay.
Music for this episode was Skull and Crossbars by Darknez 101 and A Pirate I Was Meant to Be by Ext. Both were found through the Newgrounds audio port.
Well, I apologize for apologizing to apologize because I know apologizing for apologizing for apologizing makes it.
You can stop now.
Can I recurse forever, please?
No.
I really want to.
No, you can't. You're going to hit a wall eventually.
Can I apologize for apologizing for apologizing for apologizing? Can I apologize for recursing for apologizing for apologizing for apologizing?
You need to write a C++ code.
I'll write a script.